Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sin to God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Admonished of these things, they are now learning them and
do not practice these unprofitable works and be careful. Besides, they begin to mention faith, of which there is, which there was a heretofore marvelous silence. They teach that we are justified not by works only, but they conjoin faith and works and say that we are justified by faith and works. This doctrine is more tolerable than the former one and can afford more consolation than their old doctrine. So far, the article. This morning's Old Testament, Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, Hebrews chapter 9. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats or calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of heifers sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offer himself without spot to God? Purge your conscience from the dead works and serve the living God. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. And so far, the epistle lesson. Please rise in the reading of the Holy Gospel. Is my mic on? I
think so.
Okay. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 8. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you conceiveth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, and that thou hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. And verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and all the prophets. And thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets, they too are dead. Who makest thou thyself? And then Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, because I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I'll be a liar like you. But I know him, and I keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it, and he was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, You're not even 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. So far. We continue with the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being one of substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for our sin and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made a man, and was crucified also for us among Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and stood upon the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again in glory to judge all the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord of every life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together was worshipped and glorified, who was saved by the prophets. And I believe one Holy Church and the Holy Father Church. I know not one man after for the remission of sins, and I'm like the resurrection and the dead, and like life for the world to come. Amen.
We continue with our sermon again. Please be seated.
Thank you.
My sermon theme this morning is, what are we looking for in Christ? And it's based upon our gospel lesson, and I would like to read one verse of that gospel. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. So far, please be seated. Today we stand on the threshold of Palm Sunday. During the season of Lent, it would do well for each of us to take spiritual inventory and ask ourselves, what are we looking for in Christ? This morning's gospel calls attention to an incident that took place near the close of our Lord's life. Jesus had come to the temple to teach and to preach. And once more he sought to open the eyes of the people concerning their spiritual needs and the great salvation that he was offering to them free. He spoke to them about eternal life. He assured them that through faith in him, they need never see eternal death or damnation in hell. But what do we read? The people of Jerusalem rejected him. As a matter of fact, some rejected him so violently that they picked up stones and were ready to throw at him. Just what were they looking for in Christ? This story of Jesus that happened so long ago is constantly being replayed today. Of course, we hear about those who openly reject and condemn Christ. But are we also aware that so many who never openly speak against Christ, who speak as a matter of fact seemingly close to Christ, but they still reject him? Such people, by their actions, their habits, their desires, they show that they have an entirely different spirit in their hearts, and they reject Christ. The people of Jerusalem who rejected our Lord on that fateful day, they were all decent people. In fact, they were members of the Old Testament church, and they likely attended temple services and were careful in observing all the requirements of the law. Yet these were the people who called Jesus Christ a liar. They accused him of having a devil. And as we know, later they crucified him. Not too many people today wish to be called heathen or unbelievers. Statistics show that church membership in our nation is really up, believe it or not. But at the same time, our nation's morality is dangerously low. It's considered respectful to have some type of connection with the Christian church. But with too many, this is merely a membership only. They have a nodding acquaintance with our Lord. They pay little or no attention to Christ and his word. Just what sort of Savior are they looking for? As then, so it is today. Jesus had proclaimed the truth to them. He brought light into their darkness. They rejected Christ for the same simple reason that he was not the kind of Savior that they were looking for. Why are some members of the Christian church today merely nominal Christians? Why do some claim to be followers of Christ, but by their life, they show rejection? Simply because Jesus is not the kind of Savior that they're looking for. They claim to be followers as long as the Ten Commandments don't really interrupt their lives. Christianity is to be on their terms. They're not interested in Christ. They're not interested in the salvation that he has earned for us. They're looking at a Savior who will agree with them and cater to their wants and to their desires. For centuries, the prophets of the Old Testament had foretold the coming of the Messiah. Almighty God had assured Israel that he would send them his very own Son as Savior from sin, death, and eternal damnation. And at last, John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God who is going to take away the sins of the world." But we are told that Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. But we are told that Jesus came to his own, and they not only received him not, but they killed him. And by rejecting Christ, the Jewish people lost what they needed the most, a Savior from sin. When people blindly and stubbornly insist on going against what God says, when they insist on seeking their own selfish desires, they reject and they lose their most precious heritage in Christ, and that is eternal life in heaven. God himself tells us in Revelation 3:16, "So because you are lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spit you out of my mouth." They're careless. They're indifferent in hearing the word of God. They don't care that much for worship or even receiving the Holy Sacrament. And when a trial or temptation comes, they have no strength to meet it and to resist it. They cannot claim freedom from sin and its punishment. On what can they base their hope of eternal life? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. When Holy Scripture says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved," it goes in one ear and out the other. Our Lord himself has warned, "What is a man profited if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" My dear friends in Christ, may the Holy Spirit prompt each of us to hear the word of God, continue faithful in our worship and the reception of Holy Communion. And may each of us hear the voice of our Savior saying these words, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of eternal life." Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joy of eternal life in heaven. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
first, I'm sure there's a prayer that you would like to extend personally to the throne of grace. Let's take a moment and do that. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Amen.
thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord bless you and keep you in a state of grace and protection in the name of the Father and your Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in his grace and protection. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of your mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Blessed be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.